Hello and welcome. This week, our piece is A Late Replacement by Cousin Pons. Cousin Pons has been writing erotica since August 2017 and considers it a thrilling experience. This was a new world to him, and he was nervous at first, but he has never been happier, especially as there is so much support from many of the far more experienced writers and bloggers. "Did you come down by car?" the old lady asked me as she showed me into the dreary bedroom. "No, I caught the train. It's far easier." I walked past the bed towards the bay window. A gull flew past, squawking, and then made out for the pier. All gray, Brighton, out of season, hardly a visitor in sight. I turned back into the room. "You'd think the war was still on." "It'll take a few years to get back on its feet, but it's always quiet this time of the year," she said, pulling a large, pink, fluffy cardigan around her tiny body. "Yes, I suppose so." "If you don't mind me saying, Mr. Brown, you look a bit on edge. What would you say to a nice cup of tea?" "That would be absolutely splendid." "I'll have it up to you in a jiffy. Now sit down and rest. She'll be here shortly." I couldn't sit down. I was restless. I looked out the window. A few cars beetling along the front. Crossing over from the other side of the street, I noticed a middle-aged lady, smartly dressed in a gray suit and wearing a beret. She looked rather dashing as she speeded up to avoid a passing van. A few moments later, there was a knock on the door, and the landlady came in with the tea things. Behind her was the lady I'd just seen crossing the road. "She's here now, so I brought another cup up." She placed the tray down on the small table and left. Before I could say a word, the lady with the beret said, "Did you see that van? I'm sure it tried to run me down." And with that, she sat down at the table. "I'm Mr. Brown. How do you do?" "Very well, thank you. Now, shall I be mother?" She poured the tea and continued to talk, but quietly. My surprise at her demeanor must have been all too obvious, for she said, "I'm not what you were expecting, am I?" "Well, to be honest, I didn't know what to expect. This is the first time I've done this." "Ah, and it's the first time for me, too. Well, almost. I'm what you might call a late replacement." "Well, very nice to meet you. My name is Dennis, by the way." "You can call me..." She stopped abruptly. "Well, just don't call me anything. There's no need. The less we know about each other, the better."
"If you say so."
"By the way, have you got any money on you?"
"I've already paid. I gave it to the landlady as soon as I arrived."
"No, not that money, Mr. Brown." She smiled at my misunderstanding. "Small change for the meter."
"Oh, yes. Of course."
I took a few coins out and fed the metal box. The electric bar heater started to glow and immediately took the chill off the room.
"That's better. Now I can get undressed without freezing my tits off."
I had not heard a woman speak that way before, but she said it with such good humor that I couldn't help myself from smiling. She set to undressing with an ease and speed that was wonderful to watch. She was quickly down to her brassiere, suspender belt, nylon stockings, and knickers. It was only then that she took off her beret.
"What are you waiting for, Mr. Brown? The coronation? You have to get your clothes off as well, you know. That's how it works."
She came over to the bed and stood in front of me. Never had I been so close to a woman with so few clothes on in the afternoon. My heart was pounding and I felt short of breath. The smell of her body was sending me into raptures, and we had not even touched yet.
"Looks like I've got to be mother again," she said, undoing my tie. Her fingers idly touched my neck, and I suddenly felt as if I had lost my reason.
She leant forward and kissed me briefly. "Now get a move on. I haven't got all day. Some of us have homes to run." I thought I'd try a bit of honesty with her. It's been a long time, really, since before the war. I haven't been with a woman for absolutely ages, and I'm feeling just a little nervous. She gave me another kiss. "Well, you're with me now, and that's all that matters. Just stop talking and undo my brassiere. You'll soon get back into the swing of things." I fumbled nervously at the clasp, but managed it in the end. It was a start. I marveled at her breasts. I held them, caressed them, and kissed them. I ran my tongue around her nipples and could hardly believe this was really happening. The day before, I had been at my boring job in London, spent an evening playing chess, and now, today, as my tongue sucked on her nipples, I felt an almost unbearable weight had been lifted from me. I was unshackled and ready to start a life anew, all because of this anonymous lady. "Are you all right, Mr. Brown? No need for tears." "I'm all right, just thinking too much." And then, very quickly, both of us were naked, under the covers, holding tightly together, flesh on flesh. My erection feeling so good as one of her hands took control of it. She pulled the covers back and bent down and kissed my cock. Deftly, she slipped a condom on it. I loved her being on top of me. To see her beautiful smiling face, encouraging me with a quizzical smile as she moved up and down, long red hair falling over her small breasts. She leaned forward with her breast pressed against my chest, her head beside mine. She breathed so many encouraging words into my ear. I held her so tightly as I came. We were as one for that moment, and I was so overcome after all the long years without sex or love. And though this was just sex, she made it feel like a kind of love. When we were dressed again and saying our goodbyes, I told her how much I had enjoyed the afternoon. But hearing myself speak in this utterly ridiculous, stiff and formal way suddenly made me snap. So I said, "I really loved being with you today. You've been kind, gentle, and taught me so much." She could see I was going a bit overboard, but she was still all friendliness. "Well, that's lovely of you to say, Mr. Brown. I equally have had a very good afternoon, too. But this is goodbye. I don't expect we shall meet again." "No, I don't suppose we shall." She put on her beret, gave me a peck on the cheek, and departed. I stood for a moment by the window and watched her cross the road and walk off into the distance. The lights had come on along the promenade and the pier. I never knew her name, but looking back, I am so grateful that she, a late replacement, as she called herself, was the one who spent an afternoon with me in out-of-season Brighton all those years ago. If you loved what you just heard and want more, follow Cousin Pons on Twitter at Books1799, or check out his blogs at book1799.wordpress.com. Want more? Head to masturbationmonday.kaylalords.com for all the one-handed reads you can handle.